Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Andrew Osborne joining us live this morning. He's the owner of Vapor Trail in South Buffalo. The cloud over vaping, Andrew, seems to be getting darker and darker as discussion continues over a flavor ban to more regulation. Where do you think things stand right now?
I think we're in trouble right now, Susan, because there is a lot of confusion, and I'm convinced now that this confusion is by design to intentionally confuse the public. And now we have a true situation on our hands where lives are at stake. People are dying, and our governor is lying.
What exactly do you think is, you mentioned confusion out there. When you hear about a vaping-related death, where do you think the confusion is in that?
Well, I think it's simple. You guys had a story yesterday about the Siena poll that proves that they've confused the public. And yesterday on your program, you were talking about how the vaping epidemic is reaching levels as high as much as the opioid epidemic, and at the same time downplaying marijuana. Marijuana is seen as the least from a list of problems here. Marijuana products are what is killing people. This young person in the Bronx who died, they died from marijuana. It's already been proven, and the governor went on TV yesterday and blamed it on vaping products with nicotine. He didn't say a word about illegal, illicit products.
Yeah, he didn't. You're right on that point. Now, Assemblywoman Monica Wallace, she is out, and she talked to us earlier this morning. She says she's not in favor of a ban, but she wants more disclosure, like ingredients listed. Do you already do that?
Well, first of all, I appreciate any support from the legislature because we've been working with them for years on sensible regulations. But the fact is, by the time they get back to work in January, all of these businesses will be gone and this entire industry will be decimated. And I think it's very disingenuous of our New York State legislators to look at putting a law into place at the state level that already has existed at the federal level for years. A comprehensive ingredient listing is on the side of every bottle of product that is sold in every vapor store in America because that is already required by the FDA. And when they get on TV and they say things like, we don't know what's in this product, that is a lie. The FDA can look up any product on the market in their own system and see every single ingredient and know what is in that product.
But now Monica Wallace said that the State Department of Health doesn't get that information. Why not?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, and I think that's very unfortunate that the FDA would not work together with the state departments of health, but I think it's clear that the State Department of Health isn't working together properly with the County Department of Health. We had the County Department of Health in our store for the first time in 10 years. They decided to come around and check if we were selling to minors. I think it's time we ask, why has the Erie County Department of Health never checked businesses in Erie County to see if they're selling to minors? Now we have to lose our business and we have to lose our jobs because the Department of Health didn't do theirs.
Do you find this as kind of a case of lawmakers making laws and talking about something that they really don't know too much about? I can't imagine many of the members of the Assembly or State Senate having firsthand experience with vaping.
First of all, that's not true. We have been interacting with these people for years, and we have been interacting with Governor Cuomo's office for years. For them to act like they don't know what's going on is also a lie. When the governor said yesterday, a cigarette doesn't kill you in year one, what is he saying there? He's telling people who are using vapor products to stay smoke-free that they would be better off smoking cigarettes. Guys, I think the writing is on the wall with this. They're doing anything and everything that they can to ensure that vapors will go back to smoking and to ensure that our youth will take up smoking instead of vaping.
Why do you think that is?
Paying tobacco tax dollars. It's as simple as that. New York State is fragile, and they depend greatly on tobacco tax dollars, and this is an effort to get everyone back into the tax system and paying to kill themselves.
And so the cigarette industry is untouchable because of the tax dollars that they bring in?
Well, the Master Settlement Agreement in the late 90s makes it so that the federal government can never ban the sale of cigarettes. They made an agreement with the big tobacco companies to say that, so that they cannot ban cigarettes. It's not an option for governments of any level. And so the only option they have is to use cigarettes as a way to fund their budgets. And that is sad, that they are putting the lives of New Yorkers at risk, and they are lying to the public in the interest of protecting their tobacco tax dollars. And I'm proud to say that this industry is standing up in court to fight this, because not only is it illegal, but it is very disingenuous that the government of New York State is guiding people towards very poor health decisions.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.